For the 60 weeks since Donald Trump was elected president, demonstrators have spent Tuesday evenings standing with signs in front of Johnson's Village Green. Last Tuesday, a handful of people braved sub-zero temperatures to uphold the streak. VPR's Amy Noyce paid them a visit.
On some summer Tuesday evenings, the demonstrators out here have numbered in the double digits. On this bitterly cold night, there are four dedicated people holding signs and flags and waving to rush hour drivers on Route 15. Among them are Jackie Stanton and her husband Calvin, who organized the group they call Belonging for Justice. Belonging is hyphenated, suggesting justice is something we should all long for. And Jackie says that the search for a sense of belonging is how the group formed.
So after the election, we were just dumbstruck and astounded as everybody else, and kind of grieving, and we're like, what do we do now, you know? And so we just decided, let's just stand out in the street and see if we can gather people together and try to figure that out together. And so that's what we started to do, and that's what we've done.
And she says many people have stood with them, including local politicians and Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman.
We have a lot of folks that come from outside of town as well, and wish there were more people here tonight. We've probably had about 100 people pass through. At any given time, the most we've ever had is 35 in one night, and that was a fun night.
The group had a special gathering on the 45th week in recognition of the 45th president. Stanton says they had an art show and sign-making event that week, and there have been other highs.
Another time, we had an impromptu wedding down here, believe it or not. Somebody got married right underneath this maple tree.
And Stanton says there have been lows.
A woman who demonstrated with us, Eileen O'Brien, was killed in a car accident, and we hold her sign, and her spirit is with us here every week.
When asked why he comes out every Tuesday, demonstrator Rick Opperly says change starts locally.
This is my community, and I've lived here for over 30 years, and I think that things start on the local level, and I think we're prepared to look at what we need to do and to make the decisions necessary.
One decision the group made is to ask the town of Johnson to include a non-binding resolution on the town meeting warning, as Calvin Stanton explains.
Just to have a vote of no confidence against the Trump administration and to go on record as a town, hopefully.
In a split decision, the select board declined to take that action, but the board said it will reconsider the matter if Belonging for Justice comes back with a petition signed by 5% of Johnson's voters. The group is now working on gathering those signatures. Eric Osgood is chairman of the select board. He voted against the proposed resolution. He says the board is not required to put the resolution on the warning, even if a petition is submitted. But, he says, he'll likely change his position if a petition does come in.
I think if they come in with the required signatures, I will probably support putting it in. It would need to be clearly identified as a non-binding resolution.
What changed his mind? Osgood says he would rather voters be aware of the discussion than have it come up unannounced under other business at the end of the meeting. But he still thinks the article is unjustified.
It's going to be very divisive. It's going to divide the town. And in my mind, it's for what? At the end of the day, we cannot affect anything. There's not people in Washington waiting to see how Johnson votes on this resolution. I guarantee you that.
But Belonging for Justice members say the vote, like the demonstrations, would provide hope that they can affect change. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.